before the show begins, I'm going to go ahead and open another beer so that the sounds of my clinking and shit doesn't have to be edited out.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 18 for Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2015. This is the show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, and with me as always is my friend Kent. What's up, Kent?
Hey, what's up, man?
This time I'm not going to forget to not hit the button or something. So,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Man, it's been such a long, crazy week. And it's only been like 4 days since we last did one of these.
I know.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone who wasn't there on Friday when we recorded the last one would be Jeremy Dillon, our guest for the evening.
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Just doing the Wednesday thing, you know.
Same cast, yeah. Different day. No, same day.
My weekly therapy.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just did that on Monday. That was nice.
That's where you actually see a therapist, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the legitimate crazy one of the group, which is way better.
It's way better than
the 25 years I spent as the illegitimate crazy one.
Truth.
Indeed.
I gotta tell you, man.
My week. See, it's kind of weird. You are starting to talk about long weeks and oh my god, I can't believe this week is our blah blah blah. That was my thing for a while, but now I'm starting to get a little happier about things that are going on. Tomorrow, I'm going to apply for my retirement letters.
See, that would be why your weeks are. Yeah, that's why
your
weeks are.
You'll be skipping off to that office.
Oh yes, I will be.
Yep.
So I got to figure out which president I want to get a letter from.
You can choose which president? It's not just a...
You can choose. Any living president will send you a retirement letter.
Wow, I did not know that.
The senior that retired, a couple months ago, I guess, he actually ordered a letter from every living president.
That's pretty badass.
I think that's what I'm going to do. So, but because you know, if you've been to a retirement ceremony, you know that they read the presidential letter out loud during the ceremony. The senior chose President Carter's letter to have read out loud because it was only like two sentences. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like President Obama, the Bushes, Clinton, like those are, you know, a paragraph at least, probably two paragraphs. President Carter's was like, "Thank you for serving in our military. I appreciate it." Signed, Jimmy Carter. You know, it's what?
He came by when he and Clinton came by together. Bush 41 wasn't there at the time. He joined a little later. They were doing like a Indonesia charity thing or whatever when I was stationed at Hickam.
Okay, you said they came by. I was like, what, to the house?
Yeah, hell yeah, you know. He's
he had a barbecue.
He's over there chilling out, having a cigar right in the back with his oxygen.
Did Jimmy bring some peanuts?
Do what?
I said, did Jimmy bring some peanuts?
No.
Jeremy, you're the only one old enough to get that joke.
Yeah, because I clearly do not.
No. Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer before he was... president.
Oh, he actually just gained some respect in my eyes. But they came through and I was working mock and I got to see him, and you know, they do a little procession, you know, they come out of the airplane and they're all shaking hands of a bunch of people and stuff like that. And it was funny because Carter was like boom 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 in the van ready to go. Clinton,
he
was in the van ready to go, and Clinton was barely getting off the stairway. You know, it's like holy,
too many cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he was still thinking the stewardess or whatever. You know, like
the flight
attendants.
Way.
Yeah, so
thank you for your service to our country.
I don't know. Let's see, we joined in '95, right? So
yes,
Clinton. When did Clinton go into office? He went into office in 92.
93. Yes, 90. Well, yes. He was elected in 92, entered office in 93.
93, yeah, okay. So
Yeah.
We've only been through three presidents now for our careers. So I would probably ask, if I were to do that, I would request the presidents that served during my tenure in the military.
Yeah. Well, Carter's the only living one that. Or no. Bush 41. Also.
Yeah, it's just Reagan. Reagan's the gap.
Yeah.
You have Carter, Ford, Reagan, Bush Senior.
Oh, yeah. Ford. Clinton. Ford is after Carter. No.
Ford was after
Carter, Reagan, Carter. Bush, Clinton, yep. Bush Junior, and then
Obama. Didn't Ford take Ford, right Ford took Carter. Over for Nixon?
Because he replaced Nixon.
Yeah, it was Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama.
I just think Clinton surrounded by Bush.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some perspective for you.
Yeah, that's one of those odd occurrences in life that you just kind of have to, you know. it's not coincidence.
That's the universe smiling at us.
Indeed.
Yep.
That's the universe winking at us. Like,
yeah.
You get it? Oh, that's good stuff.
Yep. Jeb Bush is talking about running for president again.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday, I think, on the news.
Yeah. So we could have a triple threat of Bushes.
Yeah. That'd be crazy, though. Bush, Democrat. Bush, Democrat, Bush.
Yeah.
That'd be,
Like, you wonder why it keeps going back to Democrat when the Bushes leave office. Like, you know, they're not good for the party, apparently.
Nah. I don't know. We keep going back to them.
Yeah. Well, they're like the old faithful. Like, we know it's going to be entertaining. You know, we had 8 good years with Clinton, you know. You got some shit done. We had some good laughs. We all learned a little bit of politics on that, you know. Oh, you mean this is
we
what
all learned from. About the Electoral College.
Yeah. That was from Bush 43.
Yeah.
We did learn about
we all learned what a Chad was.
Yeah, we learned about
a hanging Chad.
A hanging Chad, yes.
We learned about the impeachment process under Clinton.
That's true.
You know, a special prosecuting attorney or whatever it was, or you know, yeah. So I mean, we learned a lot. I mean, I forgot it all, but we learned a lot about the United States government under Clinton, and then went back to Bush and got some good laughs. I mean, he was definitely good for some good laughs. I've already told you my favorite story of Bush when he was in Texas and showing a slideshow, and he showed his second grade report card, and it was like all A's and a couple B's, and he showed his third grade report card, and it was all C's and D's, and people started laughing, and he said the point of the story, don't peak too early. And, I thought that was a great pot shot at himself.
Oh, wow.
And then we leave Bush behind after 8 years of possible illegitimacy and go into another 8 years of possible illegitimacy with Obama. So, you know, you just can't get away from it. The most powerful, I was going to say the most powerful man, but really it's the most powerful figurehead in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think in today's age we're ever going to have a president that's not surrounded by some sort of controversy.
That's those days are
especially
over, if those days ever did exist.
Especially if you've ever seen the show Scandal or House of Cards. So.
Yes, I've seen House Cards.
Yeah, I gotta say, Scandal is it's got more of a love story element to it, but it's still fairly insightful into the supposed inner workings of the White House, and it's got a lot of the political intrigue. And it's got enough of it to keep me interested in the show, despite the attempt at drama and romantic drama and things like that. So. I it's not quite on my recommend list, but it's definitely on my, it's on Netflix and you ain't got shit else to do. So
that's that list, huh?
Yeah. So Kent, for the last episode, you came over here and you visited for the New Year's celebration.
Yeah.
Sure and did. You had a hell of a time driving over here.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh. Drive, okay. Texas. You don't think of shitty winter weather when you think of Texas.
Well, I do because I'm in
sure
it right
now. And you certainly don't think of New Mexico when you think about shitty winter weather.
No.
Vice versa, however that goes. Yeah, I'm on my way to see you. I got about, 2 hours away from my house. And all of a sudden, the roads got slick as snot. It's covered in ice. Cars going into ditches left and right. And that was it was like that pretty much the entire way to your place. What should have been about a 6 or 6.5 hour drive turned into about a 10.5 hour drive. I don't know why I brought that up, but.
Then you drove. Yeah.
Shitty weather does exist in New Mexico and Texas.
Yeah. Then
but it doesn't
take around back. Long. You drove back it, and it was yeah. I was gonna say you drove back and you got there in like record time.
Yeah. What was your guys' high today?
Mine was 59, I think.
Mine was 9.
Yeah, I was gonna say mine. I don't know that we ever broke freezing, and we had a 20 mile an hour wind most of the day. So I think the wind chill was right around just above single digits almost the entire day.
And, our wind chill was 30 below.
Yeah, see? Can't do it. No. Nope.
Yeah,
screw that.
Mine peaked at 59, but it only stayed there for a little bit. It very rapidly dropped. It dropped within an hour, I think it dropped 20 degrees. And we got about 10 mile an hour winds along with that.
Yeah.
Well, we were normally, if they're going to cancel school, they call the automated thing that tells everybody that school's closed. Generally calls it like 5:30 in the morning. No, they went ahead and closed it tonight.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah.
So my kids haven't been back home, back to school since winter break started.
Oh, I thought it was pretty funny, actually, talking about school cancellations. On Friday, when I was at Amos's place, obviously I wasn't here to go to karate, but I found out that they closed the karate school on Friday due to weather.
Wow.
Would you have a storm?
There was they got about an inch and a half of snow that day. So
pussies.
The natural thing was to close it because of weather.
An inch and a half of snow and you closed?
Yeah, they closed the school. They called everybody and said don't show up because we're not open.
The fuck.
You saw what happened here. I mean, we didn't even get actual snow, and they closed down the base and the town.
What?
That's insane. What happens when you live south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, people freak.
That's how it is.
I got to get back north of the Mason-Dixon and west of the Mississippi.
Yeah, it was like all the cars in the ditch on the way to Amos's place. That never would happen in Indiana. You might see in the same stretch of road. In Indiana, you might see like 2 cars the whole time in the ditch. I saw, I think Steph and I counted, what was it? I think it was 12 cars in the ditch, and 2 of which were flipped over.
Wow.
Yeah.
The most cars I've seen in off the road was last year during the winter, and it was pretty much whiteout conditions, and I drove home from Watsika. Like I could, if I hadn't come up behind a semi trailer, I probably would end up being in the ditch because I couldn't see shit.
Yep.
But I just followed the tail lights, you know, and
that's a skill
home.
You definitely pick up in the north.
I drove home, you know, and I counted because I seen 3 of them go off in front of me on my way home, and I stopped to see if I could help on a few of them. But anyway, on my way home, there were 12 cars that went into the ditch between Kentland and Fowler. Wow. And there were 6 on the way from Fowler to Oxford.
Holy cow. That's insane. That's only like a 10-minute drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, in normal weather.
Yeah, normal weather.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I took it to drive to Watsika from Oxford. It's 45 minutes, depending whether I get behind a tractor or not.
Yeah, that's always a problem in Indiana.
But it that day it took me 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours to get home. That's how much of a crawl we were going.
Yeah, that's crazy. That happens though.
Yeah, I drove cross country from California to Kansas City. Well, from Camarillo to Kansas City. And at one point we hit some hail and I tucked in behind a truck and just kept going. And my wife had never been in hail before. And she was like, shouldn't we pull over somewhere? And I was like, no. No, if he pulls over, we pull over. But until then, we're right behind him.
Yep.
So
you got the perfect pace car / shield.
Yeah, yeah. At 30 miles an hour, I'm just tucked in about 8-10 feet behind him, and we just kept going.
Yep.
So, all right. Speaking of my wife, she has been gone this week, and you always have those discussions with your significant other, your roommate, your however you want to put it, you know, whatever your particular situation is, of how much each of you do. I can honestly say that I miss my wife being here for her ability to regulate the traffic around this house. The last 3 days, getting ready in the morning, every single morning there's been some big hiccup where I was either waiting on something or somebody's waiting on me. And she has that choreographed perfectly. And that's something I really appreciate. You know, about a month and a half ago, we talked about things we appreciate. That's one of the things appreciate about my wife, man. She can, you know, she can choreograph some kids and some showers. I tell you what. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Sometimes you gotta just sometimes it's good to step back and see what the other person has to do, and you know, it gives you that appreciation.
Yep, that's been a big reason why I've been so busy this week, is the fact that she's been gone. So, and it hasn't really added to my workload at all. It's just added to the stress level. Jeremy's over there going crazy.
Speaking of technical difficulties.
No, he's having physical difficulties. Something's just wrong. So I'm drinking a New Belgium Triple.
Very nice.
It's pretty good. It's a little more pungent than I would prefer. It's pretty cloudy, which I probably should have suspected. It'd be a little off my kilter for the flavor goes, but it's actually not that bad. It's growing on me as I drink it, which I guess most beer does, but it's pretty good. And Jeremy, you got the requisite soda, and Kent, I'm guessing you're drinking the Dos Equis.
Yeah, you know, Dos Equis Amber. That's my
the tried and true.
That's right now. That's my standard session beer.
Yeah. So this week, I found out I was actually going to go on the internet and acquire a particular game that I've been wanting to play and try it out. And I don't have a whole lot of time for games, so I'm pretty choosy about the ones that I actually want to spend time on. And usually it's games that I can pick up and put down real quick because I've got so much stuff going on. But in my searches for this particular game, I found out that it was half price currently until 10 minutes from now. For both the PC and the Mac. And I went ahead and picked it up, and it's been glorious. It has been a very entertaining stop-and-go trip down SimCity memory lane and seeing all the new innovations they've done with that game. It's pretty awesome.
Ah,
I know there's a lot of problems when it came out, but yeah, nice. I love that game.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about that game before it actually came out.
And then it crashed.
And then when it came out, there was all the negative press about the, you know, the server problems and all that stuff. And then I never really heard anything else about it after that.
I can honestly say, man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I remember having a lot of fun with SimCity a long time ago, and then I even delved into The Sims a little bit. And I think I played, I don't remember what it was called. It was the game where you can build a city in SimCity, and then there's like like an add-on to the game where you could drive. It's like a driving game that you can drive in the city that you created. I don't remember what it was called.
No idea.
But yeah, I've had a lot of fun with the sim games.
One of my favorite aspects of it, you have your fake languages. I call them fake, but they're, you know, you can actually communicate with them, so I guess they're legitimate. Whatever. You have Pig Latin. You have gibberish. You know, these languages that if you're proficient in it, you can speak it pretty easy. It's just some sort of twist on English.
Okay. At first, I thought you were talking about, like, Klingon or Sindarin or something.
No, I mean, all those anyway.
Or Dothraki.
Right, yeah. Anyway. when your little mayor helper pops up and has to say something to you, or one of your little advisors has to say something to you, they actually kept the Simlish.
Oh, really?
My favorite video game language of all time. Yep.
That's cool.
So you'll click on a little thing and hit the little help me button, try to figure out what the hell you're supposed to be doing, and the little advisor will go on there and be like, zoom, zoom, jugga, blah, blah, oh, what's wah? And then I've never played The Sims other than at your house in Okinawa. But just hearing that always gives me like this little warm, fuzzy feeling like, oh, they really do care.
That's cool.
So
that's really cool. Was this a Steam download?
No, it's not on Steam. It's on Origin, which is EA's equivalent of Steam.
Yeah.
I had to actually download Origin to download The Sims. So, but it was only $20 for the complete package, which has all the add-ons and everything else. So, $20 is within my discretionary allotment. I went ahead and picked it up.
Cool. Very nice. Yeah.
So, if you want to know why the episodes haven't come out lately, because I've been working on that.
And you got sucked into SimCity.
I sat down just to play it a little bit and looked at the clock, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh my god.
Yep. Damn it.
And then last night I sat there and I was playing on it, waiting for the kids to fall asleep, and I don't know when it happened, but sometime I woke up and the computer was like, yeah, you're not connected to the internet anymore. I was like, oh well, it's a good thing I'm going to bed. So yeah, that night I was actually planning on coming out here, but I fell asleep waiting for the kids to fall asleep.
Yeah, that happens.
Yep.
So it is SimCity your geeky thing of the week?
It really is. I totally geeked out on it. Picked that up on Sunday afternoon, and it's, yeah, I dived right in, or dove right in. I some sort of conjugation of the word dive.
You You have divin.
I had dived. I think that's what it is. I had dived.
You had been dived.
Had
or something.
Had been dived.
Conjugation's hard.
Yeah. English is hard.
Oh man. All right. So, my geeky thing of the week. I've actually got two things that I want to mention. The first thing. Okay. Last week I talked about how Lucas wanted to get into RPGs, and he really wanted to try his hand at DMing for D&D.
Right.
But the problem was he had never actually played D&D, so he was kind of hesitant to jump right into DMing.
Understand.
So I was like, you know what? How about, you know, you've never played any RPG. How about I game master something for Star Wars? So that's the game that I've got the most experience with, for at least from the DM storyteller perspective.
Right.
So we delved into that, and I don't want to get into that because we did that.
We have to clarify something, though. You ended up with how many players?
Two players. Two. Well, it was supposed to be three, but Isaac backed out, so it ended up being two players.
Okay, so two players, and you still ended up with five Jedi somehow, right?
No. It was actually a really short campaign intro with you know how at the end of a movie where they set it up for a sequel?
Right.
That's kind of what I did.
Oh.
If my players want to keep playing, it's right there. We're ready to go.
So you played that this weekend?
We might play this weekend. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. But
how did you survive a trip here and we didn't play Munchkin again?
Oh, true story.
Like,
that was a fail.
I don't know how many punch cards we have on our geek card now, but they're starting to accumulate.
But anyway, so the next phase of this, now that Lucas had RPG experience under his belt as a player, albeit like 30 minutes of it, he decided, okay, all right, I kind of get the idea now. So I created a character or he had me, he walked me through the character creation process for a D&D character. I guess it's 5th edition. You can't tell by looking at the materials that are out now because it just says Dungeons & Dragons. So, but it's 5th edition. It's pretty cool. That actually brought back a lot of memories and rolling for skills and stuff like that. Mm. I was like,
You remember what dice to use?
Man, which die do
I
use?
I did, actually.
It's the D20, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a story.
Which
for
one is that?
Day.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We'll delve into that sometime.
After May.
After September, actually. we'll maybe talk about that one.
Dive right into that one, huh?
Anyway, okay, so that was, that's an obviously geeky thing. The other thing that I did this past week that was really more of a geek out for me, but I guess it's not really more of a traditional geeky thing. Pro wrestling is something that I will geek out on. I'm sorry. You can say what you want about it, but it entertains the shit out of me, and I love it. And I haven't watched a lot of it lately. I don't have cable. I'm not overseas where I've got AFN or anything like that. So I've watched very little wrestling for quite some time.
Do you have Hulu? Isaac,
why don't you hop on the old WWE Network online?
Well, that's what I actually did.
Isaac
followed in my footsteps with the whole love for pro wrestling, because I've got a stack of DVDs that. WrestleManias and different documentaries and different, pay-per-view things and whatnot. And Isaac will go through those things and just, he eats it up. He loves it. And whenever he gets the chance, he'll watch wrestling or whatever. So me and him were geeking out on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, we were geeking out about wrestling, talking about this guy or that guy or this storyline that we had liked or, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I was like, screw it. WWE Network, $10 a month. You get all the pay-per-views. You get there's probably tens of thousands of hours worth of wrestling on there that you can watch on demand. Plus, you get all the pay-per-views included in that price, live streaming. When the pay-per-views by themselves cost like $50 a piece, but for $10 a month, you get not only all the on-demand stuff, you get all the pay-per-views. You get pretty much everything except for the live Raw and SmackDown. You get everything else.
Yeah, but you get that like later on in the week, right?
It's actually, unfortunately, it's 30 days.
Okay, that's still not bad, though.
Because because of the contracts they have with what are they on now? Whatever the turn, Turner. Oh my God,
they're on it
now. Time Warner and whoever at Sci-Fi or whoever is running SmackDown now.
Siffy.
Due to the contract restrictions they have to wait 30 days before they can put it on WWE Network. But yeah, dude, for $9.99 a month, it's all you can eat pro wrestling, and it's fucking awesome.
It's the entire archive too. It's going all the way back to WWF days. And
oh yeah, they got WCW, ECW, yeah. Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Memphis Championship Wrestling. I mean, you fucking name it, because Vince McMahon, in his infinite wisdom, bought up the media libraries of all of these wrestling organizations that don't that aren't active anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been they've had that on for almost a year now, I think, because I think it started like last February, March, something like that was when it was deployed. And
yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, so I dig it.
Yeah.
It's funny to me, though, that you're so into it and you've been so into it for so long, but then back in high school when me and Patrick were into it, you were like, oh, this is so dumb. And like somehow that has switched, because now I can't stand to watch more than like 30 seconds of the new stuff. I was just like, it's so crap.
Yeah.
But if I had WWE Network, I would probably sit there and watch 100 hours worth of archive footage of like the Steiner brothers and stuff like that.
Yep.
So
exactly. And it's all there.
Watch the Ultimate Warrior flop every time Hulk went towards him.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So that's kind of it's geeky in the, the niche way of pro wrestling, but it's also kind of falls into that cord killers category.
Yeah. Very
so
cool.
So yeah, it's kind of a double header there for my geekiness.
Very cool.
What about you, Jeremy? What kind of geeky stuff have you gotten into lately?
Well, I'd been checking out the 5th edition D&D stuff off.
Oh.
Oddly enough, I was looking at the Monsters Manual the other day, and the Player's Handbook. Yeah, I followed D&D up through 3 and 3.5 and 4, and 5 is... It looks like a combination of.
It appears to me to be kind of a return back to 3.
No, from what I've read quite a bit of it, it's kind of a mixture of second ed and fourth, with a little bit of third in it.
I just played Pathfinder. Call it a day.
Yeah, see, I've heard good things about Pathfinder. I've been out of the RPG world for so long, like all this, you know, 3.5, 4th edition Pathfinder, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Last time I checked, it was AD&D 2nd edition. And then I heard something about 3rd edition coming out, and then that, like, it fell off my radar until very recently.
3rd edition came out when I was at Shaw, and we loved it, and then we got over to Okinawa, and right after, not long after we got to Okinawa, they came out with 3.5. And I had to rebuy all the books, and it just irritated the piss out of me, but they made some great improvements. And then, for some reason, for 4, they went in a completely different direction, and...
It sucked.
Yeah, I it wasn't the game that it was. It was a completely different game. It was the analog to the digital games that were so popular at the time. It was the analog version of World of Warcraft, basically, and EverQuest. And it just didn't flow. Like, if I wanted to play World of Warcraft or EverQuest, I would just play World of Warcraft or EverQuest. It wasn't D&D in my mind. So what I've seen of 5 kind of is a return back to the old days. I mean, they didn't bring Thaco back, luckily. Reverse math is hard to do when you're drinking.
God, yes.
So, but 3.5 was really good, and I've played a little bit of Pathfinder and read a lot about it, and... Basically, it's 3.6. They took 3.5, customized it a little bit, and then left it as it was. So, yeah, I'm a 3.5er myself. I really like 3.5.
It's funny that you mentioned Thaco, because I asked Lucas about that, because he read up on the rules and whatnot, and he was like, "What are you talking about? I was like, how do you not know what this is? You can't be a DM if you don't know what that is." He's like, "What are you even talking?" I was like, to hit armor class 0, like, what? Armor class 0, what are you talking about right now? Like, never mind.
Yep.
If they took it out of 5th edition, so much the better. Just forget I said anything.
that was one of the major things that major changes about 3rd edition, actually. That was, man, that opened up a whole new world when you could actually drink and play D&D at the same time. Thaco was rough, man. People would have their own customized Thaco boards and stuff like that. Because you had like about 3 beers, and all of a sudden the math is just going.
Yep.
So I need to add my armor class. No. You roll the die. So I roll the dice. No, just one die. Yeah.
Which side?
Which one?
How many sided dice?
The D useless. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. All right. So one of my guys in our office, he's in the military, and we have TRICARE, and until TRICARE actually see as a diagnosis, they don't provide health for shit. They don't help you with anything. His daughter is now showing the signs of being autistic in the same manner as his son. They have previous experience with it. There's a certain period when it's really early that if they hit certain milestones, there are chances of their odds of being, you know, higher recovery, or not recovery, but higher functionality, is there. And his daughter's at that critical age right now. Well, TRICARE, since she hasn't been officially diagnosed, isn't covering any of it. So he's basically paid $2,200 not too long ago in order to get her the health care that she needs in her autistic state. So the guys at work found out about this, and I didn't even hear about it until today. They found out about it, did a GoFundMe, which is like GoFundMe.org or whatever. One of the guys at work, he wrote up this 2-page synopsis of what's going on and how awesome this dude is, and how inspiring he is, and how he's a good leader. He's a great airman, a wonderful father, and everything else. And yesterday at PT, they presented him a check for $2,000 coming from it.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That is really cool.
It's not often you see a person in a leadership position get a tangible reward for the effort and the concern that they hold for their troops. And that was pretty awesome. So I felt it was worth mentioning here.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah, that's really good, dude. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw an article on like Stars and Stripes or Air Force Times or something like that about that.
I actually thought about like writing it or writing something, because obviously I don't have like a vast journalism knowledge or anything. But I thought about trying to put something together and doing it. But you start running into legalities of things like, you know, who donated what, and were they his?
Well, yeah, I'm surprised that public affairs wasn't on hand and they had somebody, that route.
Yeah, they kept it real quiet because of the legalities of it. You know, you start getting too Air Force-y and shit just starts falling apart. So,
yeah, but
they were concerned more about doing the good thing and helping someone out than worrying about, oh well, he's my supervisor, I can only give him $25 for this cause or whatever, you know.
Yeah. But it's still, that's one of those good news stories that needs to be out there.
Yeah,
that's really good stuff.
It's pretty awesome. I need to talk to the person that actually ran it and see how it what we can do with it. But yeah, it was really cool. I heard about it today and I was like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's one of the examples of, the Air Force family coming together. I mean, it sounds, I've been to so many, I don't even know how many thousand commanders calls and things where they just, it's a buzzword kind of, it's like, oh my God, just stop talking about it. But it's true. They talk about it because it is true.
Yep.
When somebody is in need, the Air Force family, most cases, sometimes it kind of gets away from us, I guess, but in most cases the Air Force family will get together and help out, and that's a perfect example of it. That's awesome. I love hearing that sort of stuff.
Yep, it was really cool. Also, it brought to mind, this is the first successful GoFundMe that I've heard of, so I need to spend some more time in that. The biggest subable that I know of is on YouTube. It's for John and Hank Green. They do Sub Bowl and it's pretty awesome for them. You've got Kickstarter going for Cards Against Humanity. You've got Patreon for Tom Merritt and Frog Pants and all that stuff. But this is the first GoFundMe that actually involves my life in any way, shape, or form. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, GoFundMe I think is one of those up and coming sites that the more people use it, the more success stories are going to be out there, and then again, the more people are going to use it. And I hope so. Anyway, that's one of those really good. One of the good guy sites out there.
Yeah,
my wife has used that site every year for the last 6-7 years. We've hosted a Christmas party for the local Head Start, where we've gone out and bought presents for the kids and coloring books and crayons and whatnot, and had somebody dress up as Santa and give the presents off to the kids.
Nice.
And I dressed up as Santa for a couple of years. But anyway, I'm starting to look the part.
Yeah. I was going to say, how'd you get by with dressing as Santa, how skinny you are?
Yeah.
Speaking of things like charitable events and stuff like that, Jeremy, you've got a little thing on the bottom of your lower third, bit.ly/JDPOLAR. Give us a little clue on what that's about, man.
Okay. Next month at Purdue, it's the 2015 Polar Plunge, benefiting the Special Olympics of Indiana, which, you both know that my younger sister Jamie is autistic and participates in Special Olympics. She bowls and does some track and field events during the summer. So my wife has created a team of some of her coworkers and some of our friends, and we're all going to dive into a pool of icy water.
Are you actually going to dive this year?
Yes, I'm going to dive this year.
Nice.
But to dive, I have to raise at least $75. So that link on the bottom, on my bottom third, will take you to my page where you can donate on my page or my wife's page, or because all my teammates' names and stuff are on the right-hand side of my page, and can donate to Special Olympics of Indiana.
What's the date again for the plunge?
I believe it's February 7th.
And all the money has to be pledged prior to that, right?
Prior to that, yes.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we can get chime up a little support for that.
Absolutely.
That would be very cool.
Yep. I gave to that last year. I plan to do it again this year, and I hope more people sign up to do the same, because it's definitely a good cause. Jamie is an awesome person, and she loves doing the Special Olympics stuff. And I know her friends, they love it too. It gives them something that really, makes them.
Oh, yeah.
It makes them feel like they belong. It makes them feel like they're accomplishing something. And it's Special Olympics is really, really good. And
yeah, I agree. Yeah. Back, what was it? 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, it was Indiana State's Special Olympics, like 50th anniversary or something like that. And Jamie got to sing the national anthem at it, the opening ceremonies for it. She thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, it really builds her confidence up, and she has a great time with it. And so do all the kids that do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's funny that you called Jamie a kid. She's not so much a kid anymore, but I will always see her as, like, what do you mean? Is she 12? Is she? She can't be 12 yet.
No, like 8.
But but she's in that age. She's in that age where, like, when I left high school, I think she was 12, and I left high school, joined the military, or whatever. So she's one of those kids that's like, she will always be 12. And in my view,
when you guys left, she was not quite. Yeah, she was 5.
Wait, what? Really?
She was 5.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me redo my math.
You guys left in 95.
That
she was born in 90.
Yeah, you're right. That's wow.
Okay, so my memory of Jamie, every time she comes up to in my mind, is her reaching up and barely being able to hit the keys on the piano or the keyboard, and sitting there playing Disney tunes on the keyboard she could not see and could barely reach. Yep. So I don't know how old that was, but that's how old Jamie is in my mind.
I
want to
say
the time.
Three.
That was two or three, yeah.
Yeah, that was two amazing. Kid's a musical prodigy. So. Which isn't horribly surprising coming from your family.
Right.
It's kind of weird. She really doesn't play keyboard so much anymore, but I can,
because
if I tell
boring.
Her.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's like, did that when I was 2. Give me something else.
If I tell her to sing at E so I can tune my guitar, I can tune to her voice. It'll be perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pitch perfect.
Yeah, and I believe you 100%.
It's awesome.
And that's awesome.
It's weird. There's approximate pitch, perfect pitch, and absolute pitch. Jamie has absolute pitch.
Yep. I absolutely believe that.
I absolutely don't know the difference once you went past perfect pitch. So there we go. Speaking of other things I don't understand, CES is going on this week in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any comments on that? The news coming out of there? Anything in particular that's particularly interesting to you?
Well, I've consciously stayed away from it. I don't know why. I just don't want to follow it yet. I want to see everything that comes out, and I want to look at it all at once, I guess. But one thing that hasn't escaped my notice was Sony coming out with a new version of the Walkman. Why? Like, I don't understand. It's a, it's like it's an MP3. It's basically a Sony iPod, from what I get from it. But yeah, they're calling it the Walkman. It's like, dude, we all have phones now that.
Well, you know what it was. I'll tell you what it was.
I don't understand.
Last month they got hacked. They got hacked and slashed and torn apart and in pieces. And I know it's not, you know, there's different companies within Sony, but you know, it's all under the same hood, the Sony name, sure. Right? So what they did was, hey, you know, we need something that really works really good. And they're like, oh, you know, that Walkman thing we did back in the 80s? Man, that was keen. You think 30 years is enough time for that to come back? Oh, let's try it. Just put it out there. Make it on CD.
Did you say keen? You said it was keen?
Keen.
That was keen. Beautiful. Well played, my friend.
Yeah. It happens. So, so I'm gonna give you my quick rundown of everything that I thought was particularly interesting and that I'm hopeful about that came out during CES. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. That's pretty much our show for this week.
yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. You know, that's what it is. I'd like to remind everybody that when they're shopping on Amazon, if they go by richmiserypodcast.blogspot.com and click on the Amazon banner, every time you go, anything that you put in your shopping cart for the next 24 hours will count for us. And then if you buy it within the next 90 days, Amazon kicks over a few pennies per dollar our way, and that's how we fund the show. That's how we're going to start making improvements. As soon as I get some adequate headache-free free time, I will... get the videos up and get our Patreon going so people can donate there, become our boss, and have a definite voice in how this show goes. But that'd be at patreon.com Ritual Misery. So there's your two ways to support the show directly. You can always do many other things, but before I get into all that, I need to thank Kent personally for showing up, for coming over to the house this weekend. It's pretty awesome to hang out and drink beers and talk story. We didn't get nearly as much done as we had hoped, but I think we still got way more than we expected. So
well put. Yes, absolutely. And I want to thank you, Amos, for putting up with me and Stephanie, and you know, it was absolutely my pleasure to be there, and you know, the hospitality from not just you but your whole family was awesome.
Yeah. And luckily we only ran out of gas for the heater in the trailer once.
But it was all good. We had electricity. We had a space heater in there. It was no problem.
Yeah. So good times. One more memory to chalk it up to. Jeremy, what have you been up to, man? Other than your polar expedition that people can find at bit.ly/JDPolar Polarwhat have you been up to, man?
Oh, gearing up to homeschool my oldest daughter. She decided to flunk out of BC.
Oh, wow. Well. Okay.
That's there you go. That's good times.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, hanging with the family and
good.
Getting ready to join a gym, actually.
Oh. Wow.
Could we possibly follow your gym exploits on Twitter?
Yes, yeah. J. Allen Dillon.
J. Allen Dillon. Okay. All right, I'm sure I will look forward to that. Hopefully some of our viewers and listeners will too. And fully expect a full array of snarky comments and off color enthusiasm.
Indeed.
And that's just from Kent. Right, yeah. You just wait until we see what I got in store for you.
my biggest comment to that is picks or it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right.
No kidding. You might need to get a Instagram just for that.
Right.
All right, Kent. You can be found on Twitter at @rm_delnoche.
You're damn right.
Where else can people follow your stuff?
Well, the place that I am present on the internet that has the most activity probably is ratebeer.com. Look me up, username Delnoche. Find out what I'm drinking and all what right. I think about it and all that sort of stuff.
And what, more importantly, what you're not drinking, because
yeah,
because you like beer, and if you're saying a beer is not worth the can it's bottled in,
If you want some real entertainment, go to my user account and look up my review for Bud Light.
There we go. All right, y'all. And I'm Amos. You can find me on Twitter at Ethan Kane. One day we'll get to the reason I use that name, but until then. You can follow the show on Twitter at Ritual Misery. Submit ideas on our subreddit, Ritual Misery Podcast. Oh, no, sorry. I'm screwing my own self
up
here.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, you can follow our submit ideas on our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can find us on our home on the web at ritualmiserypodcast.blogspot.com. You can email us at ritualmiserypodcast@gmail.com. There's a whole bunch of .coms on here. I've got to clean this up. And you can call and leave us a voicemail at 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. Our music comes courtesy of Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for me, for you, this is your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
That's actually pretty fucking fantastic. I'm retweeting that.
What's that?
Go to my Twitter and find out.